Just very, very impressed with Stephen's point. Like we thought, like we saw, a lot of player movement, a lot of ball movement with good athletes in a good system is really going to check your defense out, and we saw all of that today. And I really felt we weren't kind of us in a lot of parts of the first half. I thought we looked more like us as we kind of eased into things and as the game went on. They just have really good talent, and they know where to get the ball to put a lot of stress on the defense. And I thought we did a better job when they were going into their pivots, you know, digging down from the perimeter and rotating from the backside a little bit more. I thought they were getting too many good shots too soon in the first half and too many offensive rebounds. I haven't looked at the stats at halftime, but I thought we ameliorated that situation a little bit in the second half.
Start to the second half.
Scott, no difficult questions right now. Okay.
No,
all right.
No. Great start to the second half. I was thinking that was pretty key for you guys down 8.5 to kind of get off to that quick start and
sure.
You wouldn't hit those first couple threes.
Yeah. Well, they play a ball line defense. When the ball's at the wing, they flatten everything out, and we run a few things from the top that got our 3-point shooter open a little bit, and probably should have gone to a little bit earlier. But yeah, but I think that goes hand in hand with us sustaining what we needed to do on the defensive end of the floor and get a few stops, which isn't an easy chore against this particular team.
Coach, talk about that last play, what you had set up there and what kind of happened.
No difficult questions? No, I'm teasing. What we were trying to do is we have a 6-second call. We missed a pick on the inbounds. I think I would have to look at it, and they flattened out a little bit, but we were supposed to have our four right up at half court to kind of rub off and then really go north with the ball and see if you draw and kick with that amount of time. I can see why you would ask that question, because it didn't look real sharp. I think Jeremy could have pulled up, you know, once off of that, but I'll take responsibility for that possession. We could have come up with a cleaner look, but
it was more for the driving and kick, coach, or were you hoping maybe to get a call or make the ref make a call?
No. Just to try to get north and get, you know, get a shot off. You know, you're in a situation like that, you're going to see multiple things, and if they're going to run two at you with the inbounder behind and stuff like that. But I think if we'd have gotten our screener up there a little bit more, it would have not been a little bit so cloudy for our guard coming down off of that.
Talk about the way your team played. I mean, just going toe-to-toe with, you know, a highly ranked team in their place. Talk about the way your team played.
Yeah, we've been okay on the road. We've been okay in not just our last few games, but even earlier. And we've played teams tough on the road, Division II teams. And I think our guys kind of have an unflappable demeanor with that kind of stuff. It was really the kind of game I thought it would be. Not the first half as much. It was, you know, we had too many empty possessions on offense. And I think it was kind of exciting out there in a large crowd and stuff like that. But I thought we settled into what we usually look like in the second half a little bit more. But, it was the kind of battle that I thought it would be, and I think Coach Bob had talked about that, you know, with two teams. I think we're a little bit different of a team than we were in the first part of January and the last part of December as far as just being a little more mature and stuff like that. Did that answer your question? I started rambling. Okay.
I know all losses are tough. Is the 1-point loss even harder for you and the guys to take than it was a 10, 15-point game and they were clearly the better team?
Yeah. You're asking what my players would think or what I would think, Scott? Or?
Yeah, just for the team in general, you and...
No, I think I'd rather be in a game like this. I mean, I heard a coach once say, well, what's worse, getting beat at a buzzer shot at half court or being down by 25 at the end of the game, and he liked being down by 25 because he said the grieving process is already over when the buzzer comes around. But I thought it was an enjoyable game for the fans. I thought kids played hard, kids played legal, and two real robust teams on the court that wanted to go somewhere. I don't think neither of the coaches were wanting to plan their banquet in the morning, you know. Yeah, he's been there every game starting, just like all of our guys. They're delightful to see in practice. They pin their ears back and, you know, they get after all aspects of the game. Like I've told you, they're just not in. I mean, dunks are cool and 3 points, but it's not beneath them to learn their recovery angles on defense and how to help on the inside. And they like getting into the learning process, and it makes it fun to teach every day coming to. But yeah, they've just been high character guys. They don't bat an eye, and they've just been delightful to see every day in practice.
Last question for me. Talk a little bit about the second half run and that your team has kind of resurrected itself.
Second half
of the season. And just to get to this point and just kind of what these guys have been able to experience through that.
Yeah, I think like a lot of Division III schools, and like a lot of us like to stay at this. So I'm saying it's not just Carleton, but I just think that you have the kind of kid that when adversity strikes, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to get determined kind of thing. And it's not the former of the two usually in the Division III programs and stuff like that, and that makes it fun. I don't think we were a bad team at the turn when we were 3-7 in the league and 7-8 overall, a couple of overtime losses on the road, as you know, against quality opponents, playoff opponents. But yeah, we just matured, and no speech or anything like that, or new drill or anything. And like I told them when we were 3-7, and I may have told you this before, if we were 7-3, not 3-7, my practice plan is no different tomorrow. You know, college coaching is about getting better. It's not like the NBA where you get the pieces in there and stuff. It's about getting kids that are good, wholesome kids that like to get after it in the classroom, get after it on the court, and get better. And that's what makes it a lot of fun, and that's what we have, and that's what I'm sure they have here and a lot of Division III schools have.